Now to our final batch of stories. The council announced plans to run the halls after a feud between two city venues. Norwich Market's newest stall celebrates a successful start. And Age UK helps elderly people by making home visits.
City Hall has confirmed it will take over the running of a historic venue after a bitter feud broke out between two leading cultural institutions over its management. Carly Harper, Cabinet Member for Finance at Norwich City Council, said St Andrew's Hall will return to council operations as soon as possible after a failed attempt to find an external operator. Norwich Arts Centre had been selected twice to manage the medieval venue, but after the threat of a legal challenge by Norwich Theatre Royal, which complained the tender process had not been conducted properly, City Hall was forced to withdraw the offer. But Ms Harper confirmed it will be managed by the council for the time being after the authority terminated its procurement exercise. She said, "We are committed to ensuring the halls reopen to the public as quickly as possible."
When QD opened its first store in Norwich's Anglia Square back in 1985, the British High Street was a very different place. Retailers ruled the roost as shoppers flocked to stores in a time long before the internet and buying online. But fast forward 40 years and the High Street is unrecognisable. Some of Britain's retail giants, the likes of Woolworths, BHS and Debenhams to name a few, have collapsed under the pressure of the 2008 recession and the pandemic, which only accelerated the rise of online retail. Yet, through it all, Norwich-based discount retailer QD has survived the change, growing to more than 50 UK stores and employing 1,900 people. In 2009, in the wake of the global financial crash, QD stepped in to acquire 12 Woolworths stores after the retailer's collapse.
The owner of a market stall, which opened during the summer, has revealed she has been rushed off her feet since opening. Lorraine Mason, whose business, Lolly's Accessories, sells a range of costume jewellery, bags and purses, has been described as a treasure trove of cuteness. The stallholder has specifically chosen stock that will appeal to younger people, including capybara plushies, which have been trending across the social media platforms, including TikTok. Miss Mason said, "The students have been loving the capybara plushies and Hello Kitty collectible products." She added, "It's all about what's in fashion. I think young people like collecting things with different characters and names. Bigger suppliers might sell similar products, but as a business, it's important to me that the items I sell are affordable." The opening of Lolly's Accessories comes amid recent plans proposed by Norwich City Council to revamp the market.
Older people across the county are receiving doorstep support through a scheme offering home visits. Age UK Norfolk is highlighting its home visiting service, which delivers practical advice and companionship to people in the comfort of their own homes. The service aims to help those who might find it difficult to travel due to mobility issues, health concerns or lack of transport. Emma Harkness, Head of Information and Advice at Age UK Norfolk, said, "Our home visits mean that older people don't have to struggle alone with important paperwork or financial worries. We also know that a friendly face on the doorstep, a chat or support getting out and about can make a huge difference to well-being." The scheme offers help with welfare benefit applications, lasting power of attorney forms and general advocacy. It also includes a money MOT for household paperwork, digital support and a face-to-face befriending service. The home visits are supported by Age UK Norfolk's helpline and befriending service, as well as community advice sessions held in libraries and hubs across the county.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. When you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day. So if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team and to our sound recordists, Catherine Rose and Mike Bessie. Your editor was Sarah Lusher. Don't forget to keep listening to hear the October edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. So from everyone here at Chatterbox, bye for now.